Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What is Sunday's score, and who will provide the game's biggest surprise from a Bears perspective? They, of course, hosting the Patriots Sunday, noon kick.
All right, this is a game the Bears cannot lose. You can talk about Drake May, and you can talk about Caleb Williams and the matchup of rookie quarterbacks, and you can talk about the incessant coach speak that we have heard from Hallis Hall all week long, whether it's Shane Waldron or Eric Washington or Matt Eberflus. But by the way, John Hoke was very good yesterday. I thought my guy, the defensive secondary coach for the Bears, taking responsibility that really wasn't his necessarily for Tyreek Stevenson being undisciplined on that play that we don't need to name any longer, but the play that produced the game ball that is now in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, as Brandon pointed out. Did you see that? Goodness sakes. Anyway, I digress. Tired of the coach speak. The quarterback matchup is fun to watch and compare and contrast. This game is very simple on Sunday. This plan should be very basic against the Patriots. You got a football team that was called by its own coach soft. You've got a run defense that is damaged and wounded. And now without Big Bill, they got a big problem. But you don't have damaged. You don't have, no matter how injured you are, you can still bring it in terms of intensity. And the Bears have to have one of these efforts that we haven't seen in a while. They've got to be more physical than the soft Patriots, than the team that's not going to be able to take a punch. You need to punch them in the mouth early and often. Run the ball down their throats on defense, get to the ball in a bad mood, and just be relentless for four quarters. This is a football game. The Bears have to play like they love football. This can't be a game where we're wondering what their identity is, what they're going to do in terms of the chemistry and the body language and all the things. No, this is football. Enough with the gobbledygook. Remind us what that looks like on the lakefront. Shove it down their throat. Hit them in the mouth. 27-19.
Okay, you're going over that total of 38.5, David, and you got the Bears covering. I've got it a little bit different, lower scoring. I think this is going to be the DeAndre Swift game. I think he's going to have a big day. I'm going to say over 125 yards rushing and receiving for DeAndre Swift, over 125 combined yards from scrimmage. So I think he has a really nice afternoon. I've got the Bears winning this one 20-10. I think the Bears will finally score a touchdown or two in the first half and then kind of coast the rest of the way. Maybe even not showing too much ahead of the big Packers. Ooh. Tilt. Okay, the first game. And if the Bears somehow, some way, do not win this game on Sunday, I think they will not win another game the rest of the year.
Wow. Okay.
I think that's how imperative this game is. If they do not win on Sunday versus the Patriots, and we're gonna hear from Kyle Long later on, they're done. Eberflus is done, Waldron's done, and the season is over. And you may as well queue up Tyler Bagent because they will not win another game this season.
Jeez.
Tyson Bagent,
you saying?
Tyson Bagent.
Okay.
Wow.
To protect the franchise.
The Bagency opens Monday morning.
Bubble wrap.
If they lose, the Tyson Bagency opens. All right.
Bagency time.
All right. I got the Bears winning here. I think the person is going to be DeAndre Swift too as well. I feel like they're really good in their pass defense, but their rush defense is kind of a little bit skeptical. So I think that's where you can kind of maximize that. I would really be giving the ball to Swift and Roschon Johnson. Now that Herbert is gone, I really want to see Roschon Johnson run the ball more. I hate the screen pass, but the screen pass with Swift might work better. So I like that too as well. I think Swift can have a big game both in the rushing and the receiving one. So he's the key factor. I got the score in this one, 20-13. I can't really see the Patriots scoring that much.
I can't either.
I just can't. I see like one touchdown and then the rest are field goals. I think Caleb Williams, if he can get that first drive going and get the confidence, I think they can really get like going. And it could be worse than it should be, but they need this game. If they don't get this one, I'm not going as far as Dustin said they'll never win again, but it's not going to look good. This is already reaching this point. This is the only way where you could turn around. This is, to me, is the turning point. If you lose this game, it's done to me.
Win this game, recover, reset, and then lock in for the divisional part of the schedule. I'll say Cole Kmet would be my surprise. I didn't name a player. I'll say Cole Kmet is going to be a guy that gets targeted, comes through, and makes news that has nothing to do with his long snapping ability.
How many catches?
Five. Five catches for 72 yards and a touchdown. He gets back on the board because they can't ignore him much longer. All right, before that game on Sunday, tune in right here on The Score, 9 to noon, for your local Ford Dealers pregame show presented by Aurelio's. Mully, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, live at Flagship on the Fox in St. Charles. They will get you set for the game. Then immediately afterward, instant reaction from Flagship on the Fox on the Great Clips postgame show presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech Decking and Railing. All of it right here on The Score and the Free Odyssey app. You are listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers in IDOT. It's not a game, Illinois.com. What do you think? 312-644-6767. Mully weighed in with his prediction. I'll tell you what that is next right here on The Score.